Making learning materials available, making your syllabus available for downloading, and creating an easily updatable and readily accessible course schedule. Click on the empty square next to the Schedule and Syllabus and Course Materials links in the menu to see what the icon means. It's time to add content. First, click on the Schedule and Syllabus link. We'll start with making your syllabus available for downloading. In the action bar, click on the Build Content tab. Then under Create, click on File. Under Select File, click Browse My Computer or Browse Content Collection to find your syllabus file. If you choose the latter, on the Browse Content Collection window, click Browse, then My Content. If you choose the latter, on the Browse Content Collection window, click Browse, then My Content. Find the syllabus you uploaded to the drive and click the radio button next to it. Scroll down to click on Submit. Back on the Create File page, set your options and click Submit. Made a mistake? Selected last semester's syllabus, for example, instead of the updated one for the current semester? No worries. Use the hidden action button next to the file and click on Delete. The course schedule section of your syllabus is the what, when, and where, or how of your course. It is the one part of your syllabus that your students will need to consult regularly, and you may want to edit and update as the semester goes on. A well-updated course schedule also gives both you and your students a good overview of all that has been accomplished at the end of the semester. For these reasons, we strongly recommend that the course schedule be available to you and your students just one click away, that you post it on the wall of a learning space area, so to speak. We hope you agree. And if so, in the action bar, click on the Build Content tab, then under Create, click on Item. Name the item Course Schedule. You can create or copy and paste your course schedule in the text box. You will keep updating it in the text box as the semester goes on. Create or copy and paste your schedule in the text box now. Click Submit to save. If needed, you can find a tour of the text box in the standalone section of the Blackboard Support website. Next, click Course Materials link and then on the Build Content button to add items, files from your teaching drive, or from elsewhere. You can also add web resources by clicking Build Content, then under Create, selecting Web Link.